Hey, this is Leticia, and here are a few tips on how to take better care of your body from head to toe. Let's start at the bottom and work our way up. Those wonderful can't get up and go anywhere without them comes in various shapes and sizes. Don't always smell or look the best. You can rub mine, but I ain't touching yours. Feet. Yes, I hate them, but they are so important. Just ask anyone with feet problems. I'll let you in on a personal secret. Leticia has one good and one bad foot. I don't know why. Maybe it's because one's an entire foot larger than the other. Don't laugh. I'm sensitive. And no, I'm not some lopsided foot freak hobbling around. You would never know if I didn't tell you. As a matter of fact, I only found out a few years ago while getting my feet measured for some running shoes. One foot is a 6.5 and the other is a 7.5. I've been walking around with the wrong size shoes on for a great part of my life. Who knew? So, lesson number one is to pick the right size shoes. Have monthly pedicures and foot massages. Men, this means you too. There is nothing like having someone that you don't know, so they can't make fun of you, rubbing your big, little, ugly, cute, stinky, sweet-smelling feet. Trust me on this one. Let's move on up to the legs, knees, and thighs. The best way to take care of these body parts is to move them as much as possible. Exercise not only increases your metabolism and enhances your body's absorption of nutrients, it's also a great way to meet other people that understand the importance of taking care of your body. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to depend on anyone ever to push me, wheel me, or pick me up because I can't. Now, if we're participating in some kind of consensual adult thing, that's another article. Walk whenever you can. If you have weak knees, there are a ton of products on the market now that you can use to give you extra support. Get active and stay active. It's good for your legs and your heart. Speaking of the heart, the best way to take care of it metaphorically is to love someone using every inch of it, starting with yourself. Otherwise, let's lump that into the category with the other vital organs like your kidneys, liver, stomach, and lungs. Eat well-balanced and proportioned meals every day. Drink plenty of water. Take vitamins and exercise. I can't tell you enough the importance of staying active. The older you get, the harder it gets to get back in shape. So move it and don't lose it in the first place. Not only does this help your organs function, it helps you feel and look better, and what is more attractive and alluring than that? I've saved the best for last. The head. It's usually the first thing that people notice, your face. And the last thing they remember, your brain. About you. In addition to the cosmetic things that you can do to look youthful, healthy, and attractive, like facials and massages, and don't tell me you've never had a face massage before. Ugh. Your brain and your body need a healthy and balanced diet in order to perform at its best. There are a lot of books, magazines, and other websites out there that are dedicated to teaching you how to take better care of yourself from head to toe. Now, you must find them, however. It doesn't work the other way around. In order to find someone that you can spend the rest of your life with, you must first create and maintain a life worth sharing. This is Leticia, and I always tell you, love yourself from head to toe.